This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Among the hundreds of bills that Colorado lawmakers passed this year is a big new benefit for low-income families. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
On its final day of work, the legislature approved a family affordability tax credit that could pay out anywhere from a couple hundred dollars to more than $3,000 per child each year, depending on a family's income. That money will come from the Tabor surplus, so it's reducing the amount that would otherwise be refunded to all taxpayers. The credit was part of a deal that also included credits for working low-income families and a cut to the income tax rate for everybody. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
In Congress Wednesday, most of Colorado's U.S. House members voted to keep House Speaker Mike Johnson in his job. That's after a fellow Republican from Georgia called a vote to vacate the speakership. Colorado's Jason Crow.
I'm no longer willing to allow Marjorie Taylor Greene to hold the country hostage and to take up our time and our energy.
Democrat Diana DeGette was the only Colorado representative who voted against keeping Johnson. Douglas County High School has changed the location of its graduation ceremony after facing criticism that not all seniors could attend the commencement at the U.S. Air Force Academy. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The rules for entering the military base are clear. You need a government-issued ID. If you aren't a U.S. citizen, you need a passport and a background check. That meant some undocumented students or their families wouldn't be able to attend, and others didn't have passports. Some educators said they were planning to boycott the commencement in solidarity with the students and families that were shut out. But the school announced Wednesday that they were changing the venue due to increased scrutiny by some in the community and the media. The ceremony will now take place at a stadium in Parker. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.